Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
A lot of hip in that guy's house. Binkley's still talking about the Olympics.
Dang, man, he's 100% in, if you didn't know. Also, if you didn't know,
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Wednesday, baby.
I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It is Wednesday, so it's the Fesco Dusty Wednesday poll question. Who is the Chiefs' biggest rival, in your opinion, in the AFC West? Is it the Donkeys? Is it the Silver and Black? Or is it the Bolts? For those of you just joining us, that is the Broncos, Raiders, and Chargers. By the way, there are 109 votes already tiled in there. 59.6% say Broncos. 19.3% say Raiders. 21.1% say Chargers. I believe that to be recency bias and the generations evolving through time.
Yeah, no, I think you're 100% right about that. I think it's a definite generational poll up there on Twitter, because recency would say nobody is a contender to the Chiefs, right? But Denver's the last team to really do anything in this division. The Chargers, I don't think, will ever be a contender unless they start winning and really becoming a thorn in the side of Kansas City. I don't think the Chargers are part of the conversation. They're like the kids' table, you know. I think the adult table is always going to be the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Broncos, and then the Chargers are always going to be over there getting the leftovers and picking up whatever fell on the floor. But for me, like,
this is more rival than contender. So, when you see that team, like, you're like, God, I hate the Broncos.
Yeah, I don't think, does anybody feel that? Did anybody vote for the Chargers?
I mean, 19.7.
Oh, wow, okay, so like 19 out of 100 votes are for the San Diego Chargers. That's interesting. I'd like to know why you picked the Chargers on that one. That's the one. Like, I need the why. Like, I need the why on the Chargers.
Because hating Philip Rivers.
Because the question is what? Who is the
biggest rival to the Chiefs?
Who is the biggest rival? Yeah. Right. Okay. Rival.
Because I think the Chargers I think the mass media outside of local would be why you would hate the Chargers. Like, everybody always picks the Chargers.
That's a fair point. Well, Carrington too.
He had a billboard one time.
Yeah.
Raiders, I think there's still people that are hanging on those 70s and 80s years, and maybe the early 90s. And then the Broncos are like people like Mac and I.
Right.
Where Mac grew up in the diehard of the beginning of his fandom, and Peyton Manning's out here just destroying his life at age 14. Or 16 probably. And then for me, you know, John Elway at the end of it. And then that damn Jake Plummer guy who ran bootlegs all the time that we knew it was coming, but he still did. Now he's into the snake oil.
Yep.
Groovy.
And that's what it's called, too, if I'm not mistaken,
snake
right?
Oil?
It is called. I mean, he was Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
There's a law that if your name is Jake, you have to be the snake.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yep.
Jake the Snake Plummer.
And if your name is Smith, you're Smitty.
Yep.
Smitty.
And then, you know, then after that happens, here's, I think, one of the biggest, you know, losses in my fandom, 2003, the no punt game.
Yeah, that game.
And I'm like, here we go. And it's Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it's already plays for the Colts. hold my beer. Peyton Manning might go to the Kansas City Chiefs. Actually, there's a guy there that I don't want to play with. I'm going to go to Denver. Okay, great. Goes to Denver, whips our ass for like 4 years, and since then, it's been nice.
That rumor that he was coming here was hot for about a day. I mean, and then we saw the plane fly over, and they emptied the toilet, and he kept going to Denver, and that's kind of where it ended up at that point in time. But I think, ultimately, like, I'm glad we didn't get Peyton Manning, because maybe we don't get Mahomes. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
fair.
Everything that happens for a reason happens for a reason. That's how I believe and whatnot. And I know I'm a little weird in that, but I think maybe if we get Peyton Manning, maybe we never got Patrick Mahomes. And I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes, right, for what we've got now than have a hot minute with Peyton Manning.
Also fair to ask you, as this started to cut you off, is it fair to say that Andy Reid and Peyton Manning probably aren't the best combination?
I don't know that. I see now, if Andy was here at the time, I guarantee you Peyton would have come.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Right.
I don't know. I think it would have been fun to watch.
Because, like, that's one of those things where Peyton's like, yeah, you don't need to worry about anything. But Andy's kind of like, I got to be involved.
I see what you're saying.
Whereas, like,
yeah.
Andy brought up, you know, McNabb. He helped out Michael Vick when he came back.
Yeah.
Kevin Cobb. Whoever.
Alex Smith gave a second chance,
right,
too.
And Alex Smith is one of those guys that, like, needs the assistance.
That's interesting. That's a great point. I never thought of that.
Because, to be fair, from what I was told as a kid, it wasn't really, you know, rainbows and butterflies with Marty and Joe.
Because
Joe was like, let me just worry about the offense. You worry about it. And Marty's like, no. We're gonna do it my way. We're going to run the ball. And then Joe's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Now, I know that he got absolutely obliterated that AFC Championship in 95 or 94, whatever it was. And it was no matter what. You could tell that after that, he's like, yeah, I'm out.
But if you're like, but see, that's again.
But Andy and Peyton work.
Yes, because Andy Reid gets it. Andy Reid has been the greatest adapter as a head coach that I've seen in my entire life. I have never seen anybody adapt like Andy Reid. The coaches that don't adapt, right, those are the ones who lose it. And look, Marty did nice in the regular season, and they surrounded him with great players. Obviously, we know he wasn't a playoff coach. But a guy like Todd Haley, again, you know, he was his own worst enemy, because instead of just conceding and letting Charlie Weiss run the offense, where he turned Matt Cassel into a Pro Bowl quarterback overnight, they fought with each other. And you know, it was like two kids in the sandbox throwing sand at each other. The coaches who aren't able to adjust, accept, change, and give others credit are always the ones that fail. And if you have a guy like Peyton Manning or Joe Montana, I don't care who the hell you are as a head coach, you got to take a back seat to that guy, right?
No doubt.
You've got to take a back seat to that guy and allow them to do what's made them great, because Joe Montana and Peyton Manning were great quarterbacks before they got to Marty Schottenheimer and or Andy Reid or whoever, you know, Peyton Manning was going to go play with in Denver. You let them do their thing and you let them just, you know, have control, because they've done it. They're Hall of Famers. There's a reason why. But if he were to work with Andy Reid, it would have been glorious, because Andy Reid understands the player. Andy Reid understands the game of football better than anybody that I've ever seen. He also is ahead of the curve on a lot of stuff. And I know if we had Binkley on, he'd be talking about the hiring of that guy, Chris Ault, who came in, who was the mastermind behind the system that Alex Smith was most successful in. And Andy Reid went and hired that guy as a consultant to help him get the most out of Alex Smith. So based on Andy's track record and everything that he's done, him and Peyton Manning would have been a symphony, man. It would have been awesome, because Andy would have let him do his thing too. He lets Pat do his thing, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, he taught Pat the way.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah. No, Pat was a blank canvas for Andy Reid. Yeah, Peyton Manning obviously would have been a finished Picasso, and he would have been like, all right, you guys do your thing, and I'll handle something else, and we'll figure, you know, how to make this thing work. And it's interesting when you brought up those quarterbacks that Andy's been with, a lot of them have been blank canvases that kind of needed that fresh start, or it was obviously with, you know, McNabb and with you know, Patrick Mahomes, it's their first go at it in the NFL. So he had the ability to kind of mold them when they got here and then took over, you know, obviously Michael Vick being in prison and Alex Smith being down in the dumps and not being able to, you know, figure things out at the NFL. And he rebounded them. Like, Andy Reid is marvelous, man. I don't know why we have this conversation about the 74-year-old marrying a 24-year-old and calling him the best coach in the history of the NFL. And you know, we had the conversation yesterday.
Finally got a ring without Brady.
Right, exactly. Finally got the ring without Brady. But I mean, we talked about it yesterday with, you know, with do championships matter and how I was ranking my head coaches, and they do. But the further we get away from this, I mean, we understand that Belichick has those accomplishments, but he can't hold a candle to.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Andy Reid. Andy Reid is so effing good, man, at being a football coach. He may be the best at doing his job in the world. Whatever their job is, does anybody do their job better than Andy Reid does head coaching in the NFL? I mean, Spector, obviously.
There you go.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.